This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Parents' hopes are being dashed in Alabama, at least for now, as the largest hospital there suspends in vitro fertility treatments after the state Supreme Court ruled frozen embryos have the same rights as children. Correspondent Jared Hill.
UAB is the largest healthcare provider in the state of Alabama. And so for all of the families, all of the people who are looking for IVF treatment in the state of Alabama, they are currently in this state of limbo because they just don't know what happens next. They don't know how long this pause is going to be lasting for.
Spencer Goydell's wife, Gabby, began treatments after she suffered three miscarriages. He's worried their clinic will be next.
We started freaking out about, are we going to be able to continue? And have we wasted all this time and money already?
CBS News has learned President Biden may try to make an end run around Congress and invoke a 1952 law to crack down on record crossings at the southern border. It allows the president to block foreigners from coming in if it is detrimental to U.S. interests. The ACLU's Lee Gelernt.
Ultimately, we'll have to see what the Biden administration proposes, but we do not think it would be lawful for the administration to try what the Trump administration tried, which is to outright ban asylum for people depending on how they entered the country.
An Arizona official is refusing to send a murder suspect back to New York City, where he's accused of beating a woman to death with an iron in a hotel room. Maricopa County's Republican attorney, Rachel Mitchell.
Having observed the treatment of violent criminals in the New York area by the Manhattan DA there, Alvin Bragg, I think it's safer to keep him here.
A spokeswoman for Bragg, who's a Democrat, accuses Mitchell of political games. Israeli bombs flattened a mosque and destroyed homes overnight in southern Gaza's largest city. Correspondent Cami McCormick reports.
Palestinian women wept over bodies of their loved ones. More than a million Palestinians have been seeking refuge in Rafah. These latest strikes come as a U.S. envoy heads to Israel in an effort to secure a truce deal.
Here in the U.S., a Boeing executive who oversaw the assembly factory linked to that door panel that blew off an Alaska Airlines flight is exiting the company. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
This is kind of a mid-level executive who's being replaced in the wake of this 737 MAX 9 incident.
Use a smartwatch or ring to monitor your blood sugar. FDA's warning readings can be inaccurate. For diabetics, that can lead to taking too much or too little medication. S&P futures up 68. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin businesses suffering losses during the warm, dry winter can apply for federal disaster loans. The U.S. Small Business Administration says its disaster coverage will extend to businesses hurt by the lack of winter weather this season. Businesses that cater to outdoor recreation are especially hard hit. Eric Hovde is officially in the race for U.S. Senate in Wisconsin. He made his campaign announcement Tuesday on social media.
Our country is facing enormous challenges. Our economy, our health care, crime, and open borders. Everything is going in the wrong direction. All Washington does is divide us and talk about who's to blame.
Of the Republicans in the race, Hovde presents the most formidable challenge to incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Marquette bounces back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After getting blown out by number one ranked UConn, the Marquette Golden Eagles beat the DePaul Blue Demons by 34 points. The final 105-71. DePaul now 0-15 in conference play. NFL, Matt LaFleur introducing Jeff Hafley today as the Packers' new defensive coordinator, replacing Joe Barry, who's now a linebackers coach with the Miami Dolphins. The Chicago Bears hiring 39-year-old Jennifer King as an assistant running backs coach. She's the first female coach ever ever hired by the Bears. King was on the Washington Commanders coaching staff last year. And the Brewers have re-signed pitcher Brandon Woodruff to the team. And they've also officially added catcher Gary Sanchez from the Padres. New manager Pat Murphy addressing the clubhouse in Maryvale.
I don't care about what others are saying, how much we're going to win. We're going to win this many games because of this, because of this. That's all bullcrap. Doesn't freaking matter. What matters is what? We win tonight.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny and mild again today. Our high right around 50 this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 27. Friday, sunny and quite a bit cooler with a high of only 32. But we'll bounce back quickly Saturday with sunshine at a high right around 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Hubbell. On Thursday, we continue to be live from Hayward, Wisconsin for the American Birkin Biter. Join us noon to 3.
Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
Good morning, everybody. It is now 6 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock on a Thursday, February 22nd. We are live here in Hayward, Wisconsin. Pat Breitlove is taking a well-deserved week off. He and on Up North News Radio will be back next week at this time. We are here, as I said, in Hayward to cover the 50th annual American Birkin Biter as the sun comes up. A beautiful day here in northern Wisconsin. Glad to be along with you. Helping me through the next hour or so, the always fantastic Greg Bach from our studios at WAUK at the Shaw in Waukesha this morning. Getting it done. Greg Bach, how the heck are you?
Oh, just gee gosh darn fancy there, Todd. Had ourselves a little screw up there in the end of the first hour, but
no, it was fantastic. It was a great way because Todd did not get his ducks in a row, or as my band teacher Lauren Jensen in high school used to say, I did not have my poop in a group, and so I sent Greg the wrong cut, you understand, and it was not his fault, but he's fantastic, and he dialed up Al Michaels, and we got it in, but we got so excited that we were playing Al Michaels, because it was on this date, the great call of Do You Believe in Miracles? Yes. When the United States defeated the Soviet Union.
There it is.
Skating in on the left side. Into the American end. 55 seconds.
That's the full clip. Never mind. You know what? I quit.
That's the longer. That's the long play. That's the long play, you understand. But you get the flavor. And we got so excited about this that we're talking about it. And Greg goes, oh, by the way, we're out. We missed the cutoff, but that was a great way to end the segment because it was completely disorganized largely because of me, all because of me, quite frankly.
It's great. But I appreciate you. It's great though when you're up for review, you're like, let's go to your failure tape.
Well, you know, I mean, don't worry. It's usually about a year and 4 months before you get to your annual review around here anyway.
So God!
Don't
hi,
worry
Brittany.
About
how
it.
You doing? Tell us about the weather, please.
Well, I'm learning so much.
Well, look, joining us, our friendly colleague from the weather department, it is none other than meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Brittany, you did such a great job talking about El Nino yesterday. Did you? I'm not sure if they teach you this in meteorology school or in college, but did you realize that the El Nino derived from El Chapo?
No.
Todd.
Yeah.
He's kidding.
Oh, I know.
Well, on this day.
Not for you, Brittany. I'm talking about, like, just in today's day and age, people hear things like, I heard Todd Elba say that El Chapo is responsible for climate change.
I would love it if some kid driving to school with their parents today, and they had to say something in class, and they said, well, I heard on the radio that El Nino was started by El Chapo. No, El Chapo was a Mexican drug lord, and on this day in 2014, he was finally arrested. And so that's where that came from.
Okay, but I was wondering.
Okay. But there's all kinds of great days. Yesterday we had Sticky Bun Day, National Sticky Bun Day. Today, I mean, we're not even going to get through them all here, but a plethora. Here's a great one. Today, on the 22nd of February, National Supermarket Employee Day. And listen to me. If you have not said thanks to your folks at the supermarket, do it, because they're working their butts off to get food out there and product when things are coming in late, products are delayed. And how about the people, the friendly people who put up with all the crap in the lines of people, can I pay with this with 20 pennies here? Let me see. You know, I mean, there's that kind of thing going on.
Can I write a check for $4?
Right. And then you got the baggers, right? And have either of you ever worked at a supermarket?
No.
Nope.
I have not either, but I know friends that have. And it's Letterman used to do a whole bit, because he did for a while, and he'd bring on they have a contest, the National Bagger Championship. And let me tell you, it is an art and a skill to know how to pack things in there so you know things aren't breaking.
Point of order, though, not anymore. Nowadays, I go, if they bag it, they're like, they put a box of pasta in one bag. They're like, there you go. Here's your milk. They give me like 84 bags for 5 items. I don't understand. It
depends on where you go. You understand? I mean, if you go to your locally owned supermarket, usually they're much better baggers there.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize you were rich. Okay, cool. Whatever.
You don't have to be rich to go to a locally owned supermarket.
It's got that Sendix money, folks. Got that Sendix money.
I'm sleeping on a gal dang's futon in a radio station for 4 nights. I ain't rich.
Because you spent all your money on local grocery stores, Todd. All right, sorry, Brittany.
Anyway,
you have things
all
to
right,
do.
Brittany Merlot, help us out here. Give us some good news on the weather. Although it's not going to be good news for people in Hayward trying to make snow. But what the heck is going on with weather across the state of Wisconsin?
Yeah, exactly. Well, first I want to start off with saying 2/22 is I love 2. So today is like my national favorite number day, if that makes any sense.
Oh, wow.
I am just loving it. Yeah. Right. You guys have favorite numbers, or am I just the weird one?
No, actually 7, I like 7, but oddly enough, 13 has actually been a lucky number in my life.
Ooh, I like that.
Someone's a Swiftie.
Guilty as charged.
Me too. Absolutely. I like 7. I like odd numbers because there's one in the middle.
Yes.
There's something very satisfying about seeing a number and then breaking it into even piles. It's just nice. It's nice for me. That speaks more to my like mental state than anything else. But Brittany, how about the weather? Tell us about the weather.
All right, so we are sitting below freezing for a lot of us right now, into those mid to upper 20s to low 30s. And of course, as we go through our day today, we're going to warm things up nicely, climbing back into the upper 40s for the Northwoods to low 50s for the southern parts of the state. Beautiful sunshine, all of the above, just yesterday on repeat, still like spring. But tonight, we're going to see winds start to get breezy, and they're going to pull out of the northwest. So that's going to bring some cooler temperatures our way for tomorrow. So tomorrow's going to be a little blustery and much cooler out there. Highs will be into the upper 20s into the Northwoods, and even some low 20s are possible, especially by Lake Superior. And then we'll see some low 30s to mid 30s possible in the southern parts of the state. But we warm right back up through the weekend, near record highs again next week, a little storm, and then back to spring. So it's really temporary winter bursts headed our way.
It's the folks up here in Hayward, Wisconsin could use a little burst of winter to make some snow. So they're going to appreciate those lower temperatures the next couple of nights. But again, you talked about it yesterday, Brittany, but again, this El Nino pattern in all seriousness is bringing us drier than normal conditions and warmer than normal conditions, largely because of this, the jet flow and the jet stream. And you talked about it yesterday. Ultimately, it's because of this global warming issue that the entire world is facing.
Yes, you combine those two things together and we're just accelerating up there and shattering records, and it's the warmest winter that Wisconsin has ever had. So
absolutely crazy.
We got ourselves our friend Rob Lehman giving us the weather forecast in Tigerton. Good morning.
What's going on in Tigerton?
It is clear and 25 degrees. The Tigerton area has a power outage, though, and he goes on to say Cellcom still has cell service. And happy 2/22, Brittany. Mine is 29 because of my favorite highway.
Oh, look at that.
Yes,
Highway 29. Yeah. The dividing line for most, for up north versus down south.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you guys see? I think he's talking about that cellular outage. Do you hear about that?
I did not. No.
Did not hear about that at all.
Yeah, so I guess it's AT&T customers and some Verizon and Cellcom, I believe. But basically, yeah, I think there's like 43,000 people that don't have cell phone service here this morning, and it's nationwide, too.
Wow.
Oh, that's crazy. Screen time for kids is gone. Sorry, parents.
That actually brings up a really interesting point, right? We talked about this on our show, I think on Monday and in the afternoon, and they did a great article on how long could you go without, when's the last time that you went an entire day without looking or using your cell phone? Either of you? Brittany?
You know, I did this not too long ago. I want to say maybe a month or 2 months ago. It was hard. I'll say that. Really? It was weird.
Greg, and, what was the last time for you?
I don't know. No, that's not a thing.
We had somebody call or text in and said, probably the day before I got my first cell phone. I've gone several hours, like going on kayaking trips and left my phone in my truck for like six, seven hours. But when's the last time I went for 24 hours without ever touching my phone? I honestly can't remember.
I can tell you.
Go to the boundary.
Go on, Brittany.
I was going to say, go to the boundary waters up in Minnesota. You have no cell phone service. Did it for a week.
Does that doesn't include tablets or like computers? It's just cell phone?
I think it was just, I mean, yeah, I guess it's a cell phone.
2 weeks, July of 2022.
Really?
I left my phone in a lift. And okay, that's not funny. That's
an elevator or a car?
Okay. Wow. Local grocery money, and he's been to England. Mr. Fancy Pants.
I have not been to England.
I went to a White Sox game. I took a Lyft and I left my phone in the Lyft, and Lyft did everything they could to not help me one bit.
Really?
Because all their drivers are independent contractors, so they have no responsibility to get your items. So they tried calling him, he didn't call them back, so he just kept my phone. And I went 2 weeks without a cell phone. So I had to do all my work, which is fine. I could do all my work off my computer.
Yeah.
But it just became a misery because I thought, like, for the first week, I thought, oh, I'm going to get it back. I'll get it back. And then halfway through that second week, I'm like, looks like I'm spending a whole bunch of more money on a phone.
You're not getting it back.
And they were like, well, you can file a police report. I'm like, okay.
good luck with
a police report. I'm going to drive all the way to Chicago to talk to some cop who's going to be like, why am I doing this?
Right.
So, Brittany Berlow, tell us, why is 2 your favorite number?
I don't know exactly. I just like 22 is probably my favorite.
Oh, 22.
So double twos, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, just my softball number.
So how do you feel about 44?
It's not as cool.
I thought it'd be doubly cool, but it's fine.
No, it's got to be the twos. Maybe because my birthday's on the 2nd.
Oh.
Maybe it has something to do with that.
The 2nd of what?
December.
December, babies.
We should have celebrated it. What? You're December 2, Greg?
Yeah, my birthday is on 1-2.
Oh. Get out.
Take that 2 times by the 1, get 2.
Yep.
All right, we've got
absolutely. I'm blowing your mind.
On a tangent.
I'm blowing your mind.
Right. All right. That reminds me of a dispensary stopped out on the way to northern Wisconsin. But anyway, it's been a good morning here. It's been a good Brittany Berlow, always glad to have you along.
Thank you
so much. We'll be listening throughout the day, and she will keep us informed of the warm-up, but then a slight cool-down. So thanks, Brittany. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Brittany.
Our pleasure. She'll be looking at her tarot cards, 22. There's not a tarot card for 22, I don't think. But anyway, we'll come back and talk about what's happening in the Wisconsin Republican Party. Mark moving on up Jefferson is moving out. We'll detail it after this on Civic Media This Morning on Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Can I get a weight reading on the cat in exam three?
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm. But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Well, we're moving on up.
Welcome back to Civic Media This Morning, in for Pat Kreitlow and Up North News. It is now 20 past the hour of 7 o'clock, along with Greg Bach in Waukesha. I'm Todd Allball here in our beautiful studios in Hayward, Wisconsin, WBZH, the buzz of the North. We are here all week long covering the American Birkebeiner, the 50th anniversary thereof. And on Saturday, our very own Jim Santel and Morning Cannolis will also cover the event with our help of Greg, I guess it's Big G, and Gray here in the North Woods at Park Falls and Hayward as well. So all kinds of Birkebeiner coverage for the rest of the week. Mr. Bach, nicely done in the music there this
morning.
Thank
you very much. I want to stand next to this Big G that I've never met, because I'm also a Big G. So I want to see, and I'm not, and it's not like a unga bunga, like biting the chest. I'm a bigger man. I just want to see the size difference between Big G, and I guess I'm Little G then. I guess I'm G Junior.
I don't know.
G the second. Brittany would love that. I'm G two. Oh!
G two, right? Yeah, exactly. I don't. I remember Greg's size doesn't matter. You know, it's just whether it's with the person inside that counts.
That's sorry, I couldn't hear you. I couldn't hear you in my 6'4" frame.
Are you really 6'4"?
No, I'm 6'2", but when I wear boots, I'm 6'4".
Oh, okay.
I'm short tall.
Short tall. It's the person that counts, right?
That's very true. Well, that's very true.
Yeah, absolutely. It is now, it's 21 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. Looking for, as Brittany said, highs going way into the 50s in some parts of the lower part of the state here in northern Wisconsin into the 40s today. Not great news if you're trying to make snow, but they'll get it done as the spirit of the Birkebeiner continues here at Hayward. They're making snow at night, and of course, the next couple of days, after we get through today, temperatures are going to cool down a bit and then warm back up next week. So be aware of that. Weather driving conditions, you would expect everywhere having good driving conditions, but there are a couple of spots on Highway 53 around Chetek this morning here in northern Wisconsin, a little slickery due to some freezing fog, and also over in Door County, just south of Sturgeon Bay, across the Sturgeon Bay Bridge and up into the thumb of Door County up there, the upper thumb, all those roads are slick in spots this morning. So be aware if you're driving and listening to us perhaps on WGBW. Well, actually you wouldn't, because you're listening to Mino and the Mayor if you're on WGBW. But if you're tuning this in via the Civic Media app, that's what I wanted to say, because you can download it on your Apple or Android device and take all of our great shows with you wherever you go across the state of Wisconsin. Coming up in just a little over a half an hour on many of our stations, you will hear the one and only Earl Ingram with the Earl Ingram Show from 8 until 10 this morning. And on Bull Falls Radio there in Wausau, Wisconsin, the wonderful Chad Holmes and the Chad Holmes Show on WXCO, Bull Falls Radio in Wausau this morning at 8 o'clock as well. Mr. Bach played a little Jefferson's there. One of the great theme songs, I think, of all time, musically, moving on up there by on Jefferson's TV program. It leads into this story that was breaking yesterday. We covered it on the afternoon show, but I wanted to touch on it this morning. On the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, reporter Lawrence Andrea had this great article, or Andrea, Republican Party Wisconsin Executive Director Mark Moving On Up Jefferson will step down next month, shaking up the state's party's leadership just months before the next presidential election and the party's national convention in Milwaukee. Jefferson, who is responsible for the day-to-day operations of the Wisconsin GOP, plans to leave the post in early March. He told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel yesterday He will stay in Wisconsin, but, quote, it remains to be seen, unquote, whether he will continue to work in politics. He said, quote, I've enjoyed my time in the arena, so to speak, but it's time. There's a lot of talented people who are able to fill leadership roles in this party, and I've enjoyed my time here, but it's time to move on and allow some of the new talent to take on new leadership roles, unquote. According to the Journal Sentinel, Jefferson's departure, however, comes during a big moment for Wisconsin Republicans. The National Republican Convention is set to take place in Milwaukee from July 15 to the 18th, and Republicans on Tuesday officially launched their Senate campaign to take on Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin in November, a race that will help determine the power of the Senate. Now, this is a very interesting story to me as someone who spent, you know, a number of years, 25 plus years working in Republican politics, was a Republican for almost 30 years until I left the party in 2011 over voter suppression issues. I know this guy pretty well, Mark Jefferson. He worked for the late, great Cheryl Elbers in the Assembly while I worked for Dale Schultz in the state Senate. And Cheryl Elbers was one of the Assembly people in Dale's Senate district. There are three Assembly people for every state Senate seat. And Mark Jefferson came up through the Republican Party about the same time I did. He's a couple of 3 years younger, but he worked for Cheryl Elbers, and so I got to know him pretty well. Worked on a lot of campaigns with him. And then fast forward to 2004, I actually ran for state Assembly myself in Southwest Wisconsin, and lost in a Republican primary because I was too moderate. But the point is, I asked the majority leader at the time, who I also knew very well, Mike Hipsch, if the Republican Party was going to play, so to speak, in this primary, if they were going to choose somebody. They said, no. Whoever's going to win, it's going to win it. Well, Mark Jefferson was one of the people in the leadership position of the state party, not executive director at the time, but was a leadership position. And so I said, you know, hey, he actually talked to me and he said, look, we're friends. I can't officially do anything through the party, but, you know, if you need some help and bounce something off of, let me know. And so I thought, you know, I knew this guy. He was my friend. So I would call him up maybe once a week, every other week at least. And he'd say, well, how is the campaign going? And we'd kind of chit chat about what's going on. Well, my opponents that I was running against had three or four people in that primary, none of whom who had ever worked in, you know, politics before or really had a lot of state political experience or party experience. And I would get to these small towns. One of the communities was a Wilton in Monroe County. And a lovely town. Their big festival every year is called the Black Squirrel Festival. I'm not making that up. There's an inordinate amount of black squirrels in the Wilton area. And so they have the Black Squirrel Festival every year. And so I'd go and knock on doors in Wilton, and I'd see my opponent's literature, one of them, already there. And I thought, well, this is odd. It keeps happening over and over. How are these people that this one person in particular who never really had any experience beyond county board, how are they doing this out, or how are they besting me? Well, it turns out after I got done, or after I lost the primary, I had this confirmed. What happened was Mark Jefferson was taking all the information that I was telling him as my friend and passing it on to Assembly Majority Leader Mike Hipsch, who was meeting with my opponent at his farm every Sunday to make sure that I was defeated. So that's the kind of dude that Mark Jefferson is, you understand. He'd slit his own mother's throat to win an election, so to speak. And so it's no surprise that Mark Jefferson is stepping down. Particularly that he was on the record as saying in his deposition about the fake electors, quote, freaking Trump idiots want someone to fly original elector papers to the Senate president. They're going to call one of us to tell us just what the hell is going on, unquote. Look, the Trump people don't like Jefferson. He is probably feeling the heat. And he's probably going to get indicted, or at least there's a chance of that, on charges coming on the fake electors. And so the guy is trying to get out while the getting is good. But we shall see. More on that later. If you want to call in, love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Back with Civic Media this morning with Greg Bach and myself from Hayward, Wisconsin. Stay tuned on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Now, we tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Well, today is the beginning of North America's largest organic farming conference. And guess what? It's happening right here in Wisconsin. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. They're expecting more than 1,800 attendees for the 35th annual organic farming conference hosted by Marble Seed, happening in La Crosse. Laura Stern is executive director of Marble Seed and said one of the areas they're focused in on this year, trying to reveal monies available to farms that want to transition into organics.
For folks that are considering organic, this is an amazing time right now in the history of organic to make that transition. There's a lot of support from our organization, from other organizations across the country, and enabling farmers to kind of fund that transition because we know it's hard. There's funding for mentorship, technical assistance, and all that we're part of. And then there's also funding for the farmers that are making the transition to support them in doing that.
Laura Stern, executive director of Marble Seed, the hosting group for the 35th annual Organic Farming Conference, happening today through Saturday in La Crosse. Stern also says that this year's theme focuses in on reducing waste on the farm. Waste of time, waste of money, waste of food, waste of byproducts.
Leadership Institute is a year-long premier crash course in personal development, agricultural advocacy, and Wisconsin Farm Bureau that builds up strong Farm Bureau members. I'm proud to be a Wisconsin Farm Bureau member because they invested time and resources in me and my development, and I cannot wait to give a return on that investment.
WFBF.com.
A voice for farmers.
A vision for agriculture.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home, auto, business, and life insurance? They make it convenient to bundle your insurance while saving you time and money. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
And National FFA Week continues across the countryside. Today is Give FFA Day. The Wisconsin FFA Foundation is targeting a $50,000 goal with matching donors, state officer challenges, and a new Rooted in Giving program that they're launching this year. It's all about supporting students through travel stipends as well as support during their supervised agriculture experiences. You can find out more going to WisconsinFFA.org. I'm PM Yonke.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air.
It is going to be sunny and mild again today. Our high right around 50 this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 27. Friday, sunny and quite a bit cooler with a high of only 32. But we'll bounce back quickly Saturday with sunshine at a high right around 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap.
Watch out. You might get what you have to. Cool babies.
Welcome back to Civic Media This Morning. In for Pat Kreitlow and Up North News, I'm Todd Albaugh, live at our Hayward Studios, the Buzz of the North, WBZH, joined by the incomparable Greg Bach at the Shaw, WAUK, down in Waukesha. Glad to have you along, Mr. Bach. The sun is coming up. It's a beautiful day in the Northwoods.
Yeah, it's I like when you do the show and when Pat does the show. They have you have windows, and it's I just get to see the sun coming up. It's really nice.
Right? Yeah, it is. It's beautiful here. Yeah. The sun is coming right in our window here at WBZH, and looking for highs. Now they're saying perhaps as high as 48 degrees here in the Northwoods, well into the 50s down where you're at in Milwaukee and Racine, Kenosha, that part of the state, Madison as well. So it's going to be a warm one. Right now we're at 29 degrees here in Hayward. For those wondering, the show will go on, so to speak, the 50th annual Beer Combiner, American Beer Combiner here in Hayward. Actually, it's going to be happening just north of here at the starting line in Cable, the trailhead, as they say. Instead of going from Cable down here to Hayward, as it normally would, they're actually doing about a 10-kilometer loop up in Cable. So still a lot of people here. Hayward's still a busy hub, but it's just the starting line would normally be about a half a block behind me here out the window where we're from, the finish line, I should say. But because of the conditions, that's not going to happen. But have no fear, they're making snow at night and going to have the 50th annual American Beer Combiner happening here in the Hayward Cable area. Come on up. It's going to be a great organization. The local Lions Club, the Hayward Lions Club, setting up a food stand as we speak. That will open at 10 o'clock if you're in the area listening to us on the Buzz of the North, WBZH, here in Hayward. Stop out to the trailhead and Cable and help support the local Lions Club this morning as they're raising funds for all the great work they do here in the Hayward community. And for that matter, all across the state of Wisconsin. We have so many great service organizations like that, be it the Lions Club or the Rotary, Kiwanis, it goes right down the list. All these great organizations that make our communities what they are. They don't get paid for it. They do it out of the goodness of their heart to make our communities better. So let's support them when and where we could and where we can. I was part of the Lions for a long time. A great, great organization. They do a lot with vision and helping to take eye doctors and examinations and glasses, particularly to people in Central America and other third world countries. So it does a lot of good, as well as in our local communities as well. You might not know that many of the Lions clubs will basically adopt a service animal, a dog, and they put that match that with a trainer. And then after it's trained, they will give that dog to a person with vision problems to help them have a seeing eye dog, so to speak, and help them get around. So just one of the many things the Lions Club does here across the state of Wisconsin. Want to finish up. We were talking a little bit last segment, the story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from Lawrence Andrea on Wisconsin Republican Party Executive Mark Jefferson stepping down. Just want to finish up on that, then we'll get you ready for the rest of the day with some other headlines of the day. As I said before, I know this guy, Mark Jefferson, worked in Republican politics with him for a long time before I left the party in 2011. He's not a guy you can trust based on my personal experience. And I think that one of the reasons that he is announcing he's stepping down so suddenly, which I can tell you, this is not normal. That if there's going to be a change at the executive director of the state Republican Party, it would not happen in an election year, and particularly not in an election year where you're hosting a national convention in your state. So I think that because of this quote I read before we ended the last segment there, he's calling, freaking Trump idiots. Wants someone to fly original electric papers to the Senate president, and it goes on from there. The Trump, obviously, in particular, but also his campaign manager, Chris LaCivita, they don't want an executive director in a key, perhaps the key state, in a presidential election, calling the nominee a freaking idiot, or at least the people around him. It doesn't sit real well. Later on in this interview with the state, with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Mark Jefferson said this when asked about Donald Trump. He said, quote, "I certainly would not go all of the places perhaps that Trump has gone, but I get the need to shake things up." He added, would I have done all the things he did? No, but these are the times we're in, unquote. He went on to say he will support the Republican nominee for president in 2024. I hear this narrative a lot from people in the Republican Party of Wisconsin. They'll privately kind of quietly say, look, you know, I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have said that. But, you know, this is the times we're in. It's a different time. It's not like when we were in it, Todd. The difference is, and I'm not trying to make, I'm not a hero. I'm no hero, you understand? People, our EMS workers, our doctors, our nurses, the people who put on the uniform of the American military, those are people who are actually heroes. I'm no hero. I'm just a guy who said, you know what? I actually do have somewhat of a conscience, and I can't be part of a party or an organization who is actively trying to take away people's constitutional right to vote, amongst other things. And it's only gotten worse since 2011. So when I hear people like Mark Jefferson and Andrew Hitt and others saying, well, look, I was tricked. You know, it's just the times we're in. It's just the what we're... No. You have the ability, all of us do, to walk away from a bad situation. I'm sure most people listening this morning, at some point, if you're of a certain age, at some point in your life, whether it was a personal relationship or whether it was a work situation, and something just was beyond what you could put up with, either personally or because of your ethos, because of your character, your morals, and you're like, I'm not doing that. And you change your position, you change your situation. Mark Jefferson and Andrew Hitt are smart people. They're not intellectually stupid. I know them both. They know the difference of right and wrong. They chose to stay with the Republican Party. They chose to be part of a fake electors scam. Beyond a scam, it was an attempt to overthrow the government of the United States, an insurrection. When people like that who know the difference choose to stay in it, the fault lies with them. So I shed no tears. I have no compassion for Mr. Hitt or Mr. Jefferson. They knew what they were doing. And as the election nears in 2024 here, as we go through this year and into November, it's incumbent on each of us to maintain vigilance and find out the truth and know what's going on. And then you have yahoos in the 3rd Congressional District, like Derek Van Orten, Congressman Republican down there. He posted something on Twitter last night, which is just, I mean, bizarre. Not bizarre, but he was in my hometown, Richland Center. And he's literally trolling the Democratic Party of Richland County. And he acts as he's in the front of their Democratic Party headquarters in Richland County. He clearly knows there's nobody there at the time. It was the middle of the afternoon, it looked like. And he said, hey, I'm Derek Van Orten. I'm going to, you know, stop up here at Richland Center because, you know, I represent everybody. And we're going to stop by and leave some of these Van Orten for Congress lapel pins, campaign pins, so they know that they have a choice, trying to be all smart and cutesy. And he tries the door. Oop, nobody here. And they have like a mail slot on the door to put mail in. And he goes, I'm just going to leave a few. And he puts his own campaign buttons in the mailbox door, the mail slot door of the Democratic Party of Richland County. He goes, well, now they know they have a choice. You know, well, you have everybody have a great day. And he's wearing a baseball cap and a flannel shirt. He tries to pass himself off as, you know, Mr. Western Wisconsin, good old boy. But I thought, you know, here's a guy who likes to yuck it up and brag about being a former Navy SEAL, but he's a coward. If he actually really wanted to say, hey, I want to represent all of you, he would have stopped by when he knew there was somebody there and said, you know what, look, I know I'm on the other side, but I just wanted to stop by and say hello. It's certainly nothing personal. And, you know, if we can ever help anybody here in terms of a road or immigration issues or whatever, you know, give us a call. Let's put politics aside. My former bosses used to do that kind of stuff, just to be real people. But Derek Van Orten, as much as he likes to brag about his testosterone and about his honor and about, you know, what a great macho man he is, he's a coward. Derek Van Orten is a do-nothing, yellow-bellied, sapsucker coward. Because when he had a chance to do something on immigration, he voted no. He also voted to impeach Alejandro Mayorkas. At least something that his colleague from Wisconsin, Mike Gallagher of Green Bay, said, that's too whack job for me. I'm not going there. Mike Gallagher actually has a little bit of courage. He actually voted no on the impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas. Derek Van Orten voted yes. Derek Van Orten likes to claim that he's all about, you know, oh, it's all fentanyl and illegal immigrants. This is what, you want to know the biggest story in fentanyl in Wisconsin happened about 2 weeks ago. It was two white dudes, one from Wanakee, I think the other one's from Middleton, and they flew a plane from Arizona to the Middleton, a little tiny Middleton airport outside of Madison, and got arrested with thousands of dollars worth of fentanyl, bringing it into Wisconsin. Not illegal immigrants, not brown people, two white dudes from Wisconsin. But Derek Van Orten does like to talk about that. He is a political coward. And don't be duped by the flannel shirt and the baseball cap and the I'm just a grandfather thing. It's ridiculous. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear from you this morning, along with Mr. Bach in beautiful Waukesha. Right now, the time is 7:45, looking for highs today in the upper 40s and 50s, maybe even 60 across the state of Wisconsin. Am I wrong on this, Greg Bach? Tell me if I'm wrong. Am I wrong that I get my dander up when I see this goofiness in Wisconsin politics?
Well, first of all, I just want to let you know, Tony Zimmerman agrees. He said, well said, Todd. I don't disagree with you. And someone also texted it. It takes courage to yell at interns.
right? Yeah, right.
You know, he is one of those guys who... I don't disagree with you, and my hackles get upright, and I am, when I see him tweeting, just trying to play, because he's a bully. He is, he likes a reaction. He loves a reaction, and I give it to him on Twitter too. I don't like that I do, but I do, because he says things that are just so not Wisconsin, not kind. And frankly, let us not forget, and I know that people might not know this or they're tired of hearing about it, but he was at January 6th.
Yes, he was part of the insurrection.
He was there. He wasn't there as a concerned citizen of anything other than wearing camouflage and hanging out with his buddies and thinking this is cool. And he got elected to the House of Representatives, a man who stood with others to try to overturn our elections and intimidate and threaten the lives of our elected officials, regardless of party. I don't care who is in that room. Their lives were not, they did not, Republican or Democrat, they did not deserve that. No, and he stood with the opposite. And Derek Van Orten is, as you said, a coward. He is a bully. And he does not represent Wisconsin. Certainly doesn't. And I said that, you do not represent Wisconsin. You do not represent the third. And you do not represent this country.
Well, that's where I grew up in the 3rd District and spent a lot of time there, ran elections in the 3rd District. And the people of the 3rd District are great folks.
Yeah.
And are certainly not, Derek Van Orten is not representative, in my opinion, of someone who was born and raised there of those values. And to your point, or the texter's point, yeah, I mean, here's a guy who yelled at a teenager in a library in Pearl Machine because there happened to be LGBTQ books on the shelf. And then he by his own account, he has not disputed any of this, by the way, that he was drinking out in his office in the U.S. Capitol, and in a midnight tour, he goes through the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol and starts berating teenage high school pages who are simply taking photos of the rotunda. And I'll tell you, someone who worked in that building, it's not uncommon to lay on your back and look up and take a photo.
Absolutely.
And he berates, verbally abuses them. Verbally, not just yells at them, but drops F-bombs and S-bombs and verbally abuses them. Derek Van Orten does not deny any of that. All right.
And he's people a verbal give him credit.
Right. He's a verbal abuser of teenagers.
Yeah.
So I think we can do better. I think, you know, whether it's Katrina Shanklin or Rebecca Cook, we can do better, Wisconsin. And we'll be following that race as well. I know Pat Kreitler will on Up North News as well. We're going to come back and take a look at a couple of daily headlines for you, get you ready for the day. Last check of weather. And Greg Bach and I will talk about more of these fantastic national days. It's a potpourri. There's one in here for Eric Hovde. We'll tell you what it is on the other side.
National Day. Yay!
You got it. It's Civic Media this morning on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you have cabin fever, Crafty may be good for what ails you. 29 Pines Hotel and Convention Center in Eau Claire is hosting nonstop crafting classes and a whole lot of laughing and relaxing March 1st through the 3rd. Oh, and did I mention door prizes? Yell it with me. Bingo! It's friendly competition at the Knights of Columbus on Pump House Road in Chippewa Falls. Doors at 4, bingo at 7 every Friday through the end of May. Food and fun, too. If you're under 18, you can still play if you are with an adult. La la la, get your voice ready to sing. Read poetry, provide some comedy for Open Mic Tuesday at The Plus on Barstow Street in Eau Claire. Free, open to all ages and talents. Stop in any Tuesday night from 7 to 10. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Seems it never rains in Southern California. Seems I've often heard that kind of talk before.
Welcome back to Civic Media This Morning. In for Pat Kreitlow and Up North News, who returns next week for well-deserved vacation. It is 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Glad to have you along with Greg Bach at our studios at WAUK in Waukesha. Weather forecast for today, another sunny one across the state of Wisconsin, highs in the mid to upper 40s in northern Wisconsin, partner, as my granddad would say it, near 60 degrees in southern Wisconsin today. Sun is going to be out. It's going to cool down a little bit, says Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist for the weekend. By cooling down, I mean maybe kind of sort of halfway normal temperatures in the upper 30s and 40s. But then another warm-up into the 60s. It sounds like Greg Bach for next week. Not your typical February weather.
No. And I mean, do you remember a few years? I think it was 2018 where we had one full week in February where it was in the 70s.
Yeah.
You were just like, this is weird.
It was like 2013 or 14.
Yeah.
Because it was like 80 degrees sometime in March.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And
yeah, it was super weird.
And now this, now it's like, and I asked Brittany like a week ago, I was like, is it fair to say this is the mildest winter in Wisconsin history? She said, absolutely. This is nothing like has happened before.
Crazy. Couple of one sports score for you from last night. If you haven't heard, congratulations to the Marquette Golden Eagles. They got back on track with a nice win in the five serve form against DePaul. Not just a nice win, a blowout. Marquette 105 and DePaul 71. Shaka Smart has the team rolling, number 7 in the country. Congratulations to them last night. The Bucks are off, still from the All-Star game. Get back on track here. And, of course, Milwaukee Brewers start off spring training this weekend on Saturday. They take on the San Diego Padres. You can hear that game, I believe, at 2 p.m. across much of Civic Media. Don't forget, we cannot stream those Major League games, but you can listen if you are in places like Richland Center, Racine, Kenosha, Wisconsin Rapids, and Amory. On this 22nd of February, a couple of national days for you. Greg Bach played it earlier. It is National Eric Hovde Day. Check that. National California Day.
I didn't mean that. I'm sorry I guessed that. I'm sorry. I was like...
No, I'm glad you did. I mean, it was an easy one, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, today is National California Day. And of course, OC Eric Hovde, who lives in California, has said, you know what, it's pretty hard for a Republican to win a seat out here in California, but I have a multi-million dollar house overlooking the ocean. I'm kind of bored. Wouldn't it be nice to belong to the most exclusive club in the world, the United States Senate? How about I just hop on my jet and fly back to Wisconsin and run for office there? And he officially announced yesterday. And he posted this photo, and people were just, Republican Party was just going on and on. What a great crowd it was. I zoomed in, and if you took out the press, I mean, I've done a lot of these political announcement types of things in my life. I know how these go. I counted heads and whatnot. He was lucky if there was 50 people, 50 at this announcement of actual people, and many of them looked like suited up college Republicans, which, I mean, God love them, but I mean, I did not see a lot of your average common just regular voters there. It was at a looking like a high rise somewhere, and most of the people in the photo were press.
Yeah. Let us also not forget something, that Eric Hovde gets to enjoy an incredible privilege that you and I do not have. We are both white males in America, but he has a step over us in privilege, which is he gets to say, I guess I'll run for Senate again.
Right. Yeah, he's done it twice. He lost, of course, last time to former governor Tommy Thompson.
Yeah.
And who went on, was beaten then by Tammy Baldwin. And Tammy has done nothing but a spectacular job, as we talked about before, whether it's on immigration issues or roads or health care. She helped get the 988 number for mental health and suicide prevention passed. It's successful, phenomenally successful, saved thousands of lives. I mean, she just all Tammy Baldwin does is get results. All right. Yeah. That's all she does. And here you got a guy who's Eric Hovde, OC Eric Hovde, on National California Day. And now it turns out he put out a press release this morning that his number one issue in this race is having more Wisconsinites wear porn mustaches like he has. So I thought that was interesting.
Oh, God. Well, you know.
Have you seen that?
Okay.
Have you seen his mustache? Not that I watched a lot of 1970s porn, but it's a quintessential porn mustache.
Todd. Okay, so this is an unpopular opinion. I don't mind the mustaches, and I don't mind his. And I
really
sympathize with his. Well, I sympathize with him for his mustache because this. He and I do not have long upper lips. So therefore, our mustaches are rather short. And if you cut them over the lip, they're not good. So he grows it down over the lip. I was talking to Jane Mattinair, and she's listening to this right now as she's driving in. Grows it over the lip. Give it some length, and then grow the sides down a little bit. Just give it a little, you know, just a little bit of sheriff. Just a little bit of sheriff.
You're saying, wait a minute, you're advocating for short-lipped men? Is that what I'm hearing you say?
I'm a short-lipped man.
I'm a guy who was born with a cleft palate and a cleft lip. So, I mean, look.
Okay, I'm sorry, we can't all be cool like you with your local grocery store money and your awesome mustache.
No, I didn't know. I'm saying back in college, I grew a mustache that looked like a porn mustache.
Yeah.
And so I mean, as a but you know, you mature. I have a beard now,
which
I think looks better than. And I'm not talking about a girlfriend, but I'm talking about actual hair on my face. But you know, I came out years ago, but you know, I have a beard now, but the point is, you have to go with the times. You understand? Eric Hovde is not only are his policies lost in the 1970s, his mustaches as well.
Todd, I got bad news for you. You are not up on what the kids are doing. Those mustaches are popular. Those mustaches are
in
vogue. People like he's trying to connect with the kids. And he won't, because he's way richer than all of them put together. And
you think that's why he's doing it, to connect with young people?
I think he's trying to look cool. I think Wisconsin landowner and mustache haver Eric Hovde is trying to look slick.
Well, that's fantastic. That's very interesting. Well, it is National California Day today. So to Eric Hovde and all who celebrate, happy National California Day.
to all those who celebrate.
Right. Well, you know. It's also National Chili Day. How about that? Now, here's a question. Are you a bean person in your chili or not?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I don't. They make me fart, and I'm just not
okay. All right.
It's not something you want. I don't like the consistency of those kind of beans and chili. So I'm more of a goulash. So I put like, you know, a tomato juice and you know, elbow macaroni and ground beef. Also, here's a hot tip: a little bit of chocolate bar.
I heard
make
that
it very
yeah,
smooth.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's gonna wrap it up today. We'll be back in Hayward tomorrow for more Civic Media This Morning with Greg Bach. Stay tuned. We have Earl Ingram on.
Tell a friend what's on tap. There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley. This is 93.5 The Tap.
This is Dom from the Devil's Advocates. Tune in on Thursday. Our pal, James Santel, former U.S. attorney, going to join us, and we're going to get into the Alexander Smirnov issue.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. We've learned President Biden may use sweeping executive powers to crack down on illegal border crossings. CBS's Nancy Cordes.